Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Joining me, of course, in Los Angeles is David. Good morning, Davey.
Hey, Dougie.
And Benny joins us in Seattle. Good morning, Benny.
Hello.
Benny.
What?
I mean, grab a tissue.
Oh, no, don't start
Cue
with
Cue Young
me.
And the Restless
don't
music.
Don't start with
I want that next week. Young and the Restless music. That's
Done.
Imperative.
Done.
This is our second to last show together. I know. It's so sad. And, you know, we get emails where people are like, I totally understand. I get it. But what about Benny? I mean, what about Benny?
Aww,
that this is a common theme.
Benny?
I'm telling
like
you.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just, guys, don't forget, next week is our last show on Transformation Talk Radio. It's all good. We adore everybody there. I know. But I've got big changes coming, so it's all good stuff. So
Yay!
For a while, you'll be able to hear me on Wednesdays on New Sky Radio. But, Benny, it's not going to be the same.
I know.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's going to be an emotional roller coaster today. I don't know what to do.
Guys, we have a great guest joining us in segment two. You saw her with me on Dr. Phil, the numbers lady, Glenys McCants. We are going to be talking to Glenys about numerology. We're going to be taking your calls. We've got lots of fun stuff coming up. And, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about is, are you watching the Today Show? Are you reading the gossip? So Ann Curry, how many years? Was this 2 years ago? I don't even know.
This
if it
was her first year. She's in her first
year.
Okay,
so it's her first year. She took over for Meredith Vieira. And, you know, the Today Show has been number one since Barbara Walters left, which she likes to tell incessantly.
Oh, Barbara.
I know, so Barbara. She always, well, when I was on the Today Show, and I'm like,
right.
Oh, for crying out loud, retire woman. I love her. She's an icon, but go buy a yacht, sail, do your thing, my darling. So anyway, Ann Curry has been hosting for a year, and the ratings have not been so good, and Good Morning America started to win, which was a big deal. And so now the rumor is that Ann Curry is going to be leaving at the end of this week.
Whoa.
And the rumor is they're going to pay her $10 million to go.
It's
Guys,
kind of,
FYI, Dr. Pat is paying me nothing to go. Just
wait a minute. They're paying her to leave?
$10 million.
How does that work?
That's a good question.
I'm sure that's less than what she would have made for her entire contract. But it's so funny to me in the TV world how $10 million is a way to, like, get rid of someone at an affordable cost. Like, who lives that life, you know? And so I've been watching her, you know, of course, as, like, psychic diva detective, trying to see if you can tell in her eyes that she's upset that she's leaving at the end of the week. I have to say, so far, she seems to be really holding her own. It's quite impressive. And what I want to know when Glenys comes on is the rumors are that Matt Lauer and Ann Curry don't get along. And, you know, I love me some Maddie. David knows that, you know, I would drop him for Matt Lauer in a second. No, I'm just kidding. I love Matt Lauer. So Matt Lauer was a local anchor in New York. And I remember in junior high getting up in the morning and watching Matt Lauer on the news and being like, why does he make me feel funny? Like before. We're going to go there, Benny. Like,
that's
I'd be like,
fine.
I'd go to school and be like, does anybody watch Matt Lauer in the morning? Because Matt Lauer is like the best news reporter in the world. And I love
crazy.
Matt Lauer. And then one day it was like, I think you like more than the way Matt Lauer delivers the news. Just saying. So anyway, I want to know whether or not they get along. And Glenys can tell us that in the numerology of it. And that's why I love her, because she can tell whether or not the numbers are compatible. So before we take calls, I have to get totally narcissistic and know whether or not Matt Lauer and Ann Curry get along. Should I get a life?
I would kind of guess you're right
intrigued.
Along with that one.
It's weird, right?
But I mean, I kind of agree. They got some there's some power issues there, I think.
Yeah. And I understand. I think I really like Anne. I think she's soft. I think she's got a very heartfelt approach, which isn't always the best, you know, as far as news is concerned. I think some people want her to be a little bit tougher when it comes to questions, but I really like her. But come on, $10 million to go. God bless her.
Well, doesn't Matt get like 30 bazillion million dollars a year anyway?
He gets $25 million a year.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
No.
I know.
God.
And the funny part is we know his ex-wife, name dropping. And I always want to say to her, like, when you read those reports, you're kind of like, oh, my God, $25 million a year? Like, I missed out on that. But anyway, it's all good stuff.
What do you do with that amount of money, though? I mean,
I don't know.
Do you reinvest?
Do you reinvest?
I don't know. You can only buy so many things, right?
Do you reinvest? I don't know.
I don't know what you would do. Buy another house?
I think most of us, well, I can't speak for everyone, but I always think that that kind of money comes with, you know, there's no stress, you're just done with it. But there has to be a level of anxiety with that, like people wanting money from you. And, you know, every person that claims to be your relative is probably calling and like, I want to buy a boat.
Well, that's what always happened to all the lottery winners. They end up losing it all.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. So to hear that she's getting $10 million to leave sounds insane. It's crazy. We were actually talking to someone else the other day in television who was talking about some show they were dropping, even though they invested $4 million. And I was like, but it's $4 million. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But I guess in the TV world, it's not.
It's pennies.
Exactly. So another thing that I want to talk about. Hey, guys, if you're listening in Seattle, I have a workshop on Saturday, July the 14th, and there are only 4 spots left. That was as of yesterday. So if you want to book that, call the eastwestbookshop.com. And here's the thing with my trip to Seattle. David and I are trying to be businesslike. And normally when we go to a city, we're like, well, we should get there 2 days early and we should make sure that we check out the town and have a good time. And then we come home and I'm like, why did we lose money on this trip? So I'm an anxious traveler. Like, I get to the airport 4 hours early. I like to settle in. So we're going to try something for this trip.
Yeah, right. You end up talking to everybody. Why is this guy won't shut up? You're that guy on the plane, too.
Chatting.
Yeah. From the lobby to the plane. He won't shut up.
I got a lot to say. Yeah, right? Can I meet the pilot?
See?
So we're going to fly in that morning. Is that crazy?
That's
like
awesome.
We land at like 11. Then I speak that night. I don't know.
It's a risk.
It's
only
a risk.
If the flight is delayed.
Right.
That's it.
But we're going to go for it. But are you that way? I have to get to the airport like 4 hours early.
I am.
Yeah. It just makes me feel better. I don't want to be rushing.
Neither
I don't want to be racing. It makes me anxious. So anyway, if you want to sign up for that workshop, there are 4 spots left. I'm also doing a talk on Friday the 13th. Dun, dun, dun. So that means the energies will be in alignment and very exciting. If you want to do that, go to eastwestbookshop.com. And guys, don't forget, this is the last week you can sign up for the new online course, Building Your Rainbow Bridge. It's $75 for 10 weeks. You have until Sunday to sign up. And after Sunday, before the 10th, it's $99. So go to my website, click the appearance. No, I'm sorry. Click the...
Store page.
Right. So I have a store. And you can get more info. Okay. Before we go to break and we get Glynis, I wanted to talk about a very fun story. Good news story of the day. This was submitted by MJ. We adore MJ. So a woman finds a diamond ring and a $4 pair of jeans that she bought at Goodwill.
I read
How
about
cool
this, too.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I read
right?
about this, too.
So Deb Thompson of Coon Rapids, Minnesota, which I hear is a thriving metropolis, went to Goodwill to pick up a $4 pair of Capri pants that her daughter pointed out.
They're
her daughter,
in.
Like, what'd you say?
They're still in.
They're free. That's why they're at Coon Rapids.
Right, exactly. Right. They're still in there.
I like that her daughter pointed them out because of the bling detail on them.
Whoop, whoop.
So when she returned home to try them on, and first of all, Deb, I'm just like you. I never try something on in the store.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
I know. David tries things
Who
on.
Who buys
like,
something and doesn't try it on?
Right? But
I do it all the time.
It's so inconvenient. You have to take it back if it doesn't fit right.
But there's better lighting at home, and you know you can never trust the salesperson because the salesperson's like, "You look amazing."
Because they're trying to make the sale.
She is a bold-faced liar.
Right?
She just wants the sale to be over and have me get out of there.
There you go.
I could never pull off polka dot pants. So anyway, they returned home and she found a $6,500 ring in the back pocket.
Crazy.
First of all, who puts a $6,500 ring in their back pocket? I'm trying to think of this scenario. So you're like, oh, we got to get the Goodwill stuff together. I'll just put this ring in this pocket. Or I'm going to ask someone to marry me. I'll just put this ring in my pocket and I forgot about it. Like a $6,500 ring.
I think it's that one.
And of course, the queer part of me makes me think of the episode of Golden Girls where they buy a lottery ticket and they put the winning lottery ticket in a bomber jacket that I believe, who bought the jacket? I think it was Blanche. And then they send it off to Goodwill and then they have to go to a shelter and comb through the shelter to find the jacket and retrieve the ticket. Hmm. This is my life. This is
the three runs of Golden Girls.
This is the process of my brain. Anyway, the exciting part is the sweet woman is still trying to find through Goodwill who actually donated the pants to return the ring to her. And so far, nobody's claimed it. Again, maybe it's, for all we know, it's Ann Curry. Because with $10 million, a $6,500 ring, no big deal.
I think it's cool what she's doing.
I do too, but no one's claimed it. And at that point, I want her to keep it.
Well, I think a few people called in, but no one's been able to prove it.
To like actually identify it. Yeah, and what kind of people do that, where they call in and say that it's mine?
They're going to try to get it one out of who knows how many thousands of a shot to get it right.
Right, exactly.
Okay, there's a diamond in it, right? Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, did this ring have a band?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Is it circular?
Were they short
it's
pants?
It's round, round. Right. Yeah, it's round, right? Pants, there's two legs, one for each. Oh, my God.
I think it's mine.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I love that story. I thought it was very sweet. Guys, when we come back, my guest, Glynis McCants. Guys, you saw us on the Numbers Lady. I mean, on the Dr. Phil show. She's the Numbers Lady. She did a reading for Dr. Phil. We read for people in the audience. And she's my friend. She wrote a great book called Love by the Numbers. Do Ann Curry and Matt Lauer get along? Do you care as much as I do? I do. Guys, this is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the Numbers Lady. Stay with us.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey guys, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I've got an announcement. Starting in July, the Dougal Fraser Show will only be on Wednesday. How do you tune in? Go to NewSkyRadio.com every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same show, I'll be taking your calls, talking a little bit of gossip, and all that good stuff. So don't forget, go to NewSkyRadio.com every Wednesday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you there.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to kathyisin.com.
Trinity, you get three. It's the magic number.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Hey, guys, I am so excited about my next guest. The numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joined us. You saw her on Dr. Phil with me. She's been on 10,000 other television shows. Before I introduce her, if you want to give us a call, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. Glynis, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Perfect day here in California for both of us.
It's been crazy beautiful, right?
Yeah, it has.
So, Glynis, I have to just give some of your plugs. You have been on The View, Good Morning America, Dancing with the Stars, Dr. Phil, MSNBC Live, The Talk, Entertainment. I mean, it goes on. It's crazy.
Well,
we
got to throw in Tyra Banks or she'll get mad.
Tyra Banks! Now, why will she get mad? What's her number?
Honey, she's a 9 life path. Don't mess with the 9. The old soul, they're like, wait a second, what about me? Plus, it was a great show to be on. That was a fun show. I wish it was still on the air, Dougal, because I'd get you on there in a heartbeat.
Oh, you're so sweet. I have to say, we had so much fun, and I owe being on Dr. Phil 100% to you. That I know you've done his show several times, and you know everybody that works there. And you just really are the authority when it comes to numerology. I really think you're the best out there. You go right to it. And he really likes you. Do you know that?
Well, yes, judging by the butter's anger, I thought I was going to sit in my lap on that show.
Hello.
I think he's terrific because, you know, he is a 7 life path, and the 7s, they're observers, and they're very blunt and direct. So you have to just be as strong as they are, and then they respect it. That's what I would say.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
And I think he knows that about me. So
right.
He knows he can throw the ball no matter how fast, and I will throw it back.
Yeah, it's funny because I was nervous meeting him and I had all of these ideas of what I thought he was going to be like. And
yes.
His energy ended up being quite different from what I expected. Once I was kind of in his presence, yes, he's intense. Yes, he has a strong personality, but there's a sweetness there as well.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, that, and I would say he's got a 2 in his chart, and the 2 is the gentle spirit. So it's like the Wizard of Oz. The big wizard's face, and behind it is the little guy.
Right.
He's got both. You know, he's a strong energy, but he's also a good guy. And it also explains the longevity of the marriage he's been in.
Oh, and Robin, what
a dear.
Isn't she amazing? Oh, my God. First of all, she is stunning.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's beautiful.
Figure is, like, perfect, and she's just absolutely beautiful.
I know.
I have to have a narcissistic moment. Before the break, we were talking about the Today Show. I'm obsessed with the Today Show. I'm obsessed with Matt Lauer. And the rumor is that Ann Curry is going to be leaving this week, and they're paying her $10 million, which is a numerology thing I would be fine attracting to my life.
All right.
But $10 million to leave the show. So here's what I want to know. A lot of what you do is talk about the compatibility of people based on their numbers, right? Okay, so if we take, because the rumor is that they don't get along very well. If we take Ann Curry, who was born on November 19th, 1956, and Matt Lauer, December 30th, 1957, is it true that they don't get along based on the numbers?
I'll tell you what it is. I mean, technically, there are 6 numbers that make up your chart, and many of their numbers are compatible. But their life path number is a challenge, and that's the big number. The reason it matters is when you get stressed out, you will come from your life path. Like, that's your nature, and it's a clash of the titans. You know, Ann Curry, she's a 6 life path, which is the strongest number for a woman. Does Anne have kids? Do you know?
I don't. Yes, she does, actually.
Well, being a mother is hugely important to her. But 6 just means let me, you know, if you guys trust me, I'll do a great job. Matt Lauer is a 1 life path, and 1s are out to be number 1. So when the stress happens and they act from the 1 and the 6, it's a breakdown in communication. A great example of why Meredith Vieira was so successful with Matt, they were born the exact same day.
Oh,
so they
really?
Had a lot of numbers already in common. And then the life path number was compatible as well.
See, that's interesting that you say that about Meredith, because one of the things that I liked, and I'm using this for lack of a better word, but Matt and Meredith were kind of flirty and playful.
Yes.
Like sometimes it was biting, but it was fun.
Yes, but that's coming from the... When you're born the same day as somebody else, it's an instant rapport.
Right.
And you can see it. And we did see that.
I think that's so cool how the patterns repeat themselves. Like, even when we were on the Dr. Phil show and that woman stood up, you immediately knew that she had addiction issues based on the fact that she had a 5 in her chart. Is
and
that right?
And a 7.
And a 7.
She and her husband had 5 and 7, and that's escaping through drugs, alcohol, or geography.
And is that across the board? Like, here's what I want to know. I know, like, in astrology, some placements of the planets make it stronger or weaker. If you have a 5.
True.
In numerology, if you have a 5 and a 7, is that always going to result in addiction?
Your birth date numbers, if the 5s and 7s are in your birth date numbers, those are the most important numbers. Like, you can never change your birth date. You can always change your name.
Right.
So the name number energies are not as strong. If I only saw 5 and 7 in the name, I wouldn't have felt it as strongly. But it was in their birth date numbers, and I knew it was a problem. I just knew it. And plus, if you have 3 numbers out of 6, I say it's a soulmate connection in numerology. She and that man had 3 numbers out of 6, so I knew the love was one that would be difficult to get out of. And I'm like, okay, what has ruined the love? And I thought, it's got to be addiction.
It's got to be coming from that. Right, because we knew there was a problem. So let me ask you a question. Let's say someone at home is doing the numbers of their newborn child, and you see that pattern that represents addiction. Do you think if you encourage them or make them aware of the fact that they lean towards that, they can avoid it?
Well, no, here's the deal. When I said it's across the board, that is the negative side of a number. Not everyone lives on the negative side of a number.
Gotcha.
If you're a mother and you have a child that's got 5s and 7s, it means you keep them busy. You
gotcha.
Get them out with nature. You should put them on, like, swim team. You know, it's about movement. It's the reason people abuse substances, they're trying to escape their mind, their
right.
life. But if you're healthy about the 5s, 7s, it's like the mountain hiker. It's the, you know, what's his name, Lance Armstrong for bike riding. Although we have rumors of escaping through something, don't we, Grandpa?
Yeah, we do. I mean, that you got to admit, when there's smoke, there's fire. It keeps coming up
yes.
over and over and over again.
Yes.
It's interesting to me, though, because I know, Glennis, you know, you do the numbers, but I also think connected to that, you're an amazing psychic as well, because you must have to tune into whether or not they're leaning towards the heavier.
No, I'm very psychic, but I've never once not said that. But I firmly believe we all are.
Me too.
You know, it's just what is your tool? Like, you see aura colors, that is your tool.
Right.
When I do numbers, you can run, but you can't hide. If I got your number, you're busted. Busted.
You can run, but you can't hide. Okay, so let's say you said that you were noticing an interesting pattern between Whitney Houston and Adele. Can you talk a little
bit
about that?
It's so powerful. Here's the deal. The day before the Grammys, Whitney Houston passed away, as we all know, which I, by the way, am not over at all. I feel so bad about it.
Yeah.
She was so beautiful, and that new movie's coming out. We're going to see what it was like at the end of her life. But she was a 9 life path, and when Whitney hit the scene, who was more talented than Whitney Houston? Nobody. Her voice was
right.
breathtaking. Everyone was madly in love. Well, she passes away. The next night, it's the 54th Grammy. 5 plus 4 is 9.
Wow.
So what happens? There, of course, everyone's talking about her, but the other big star of the night was Adele, who won 6 Grammys. Well, Adele's a 9 life path.
Wow.
Exact as Whitney. So to me, it was like passing the baton.
Yeah.
Then when I broke down Whitney Houston's name, it's 2, 7, 9. When I broke down Adele, 2, 7, 9. Stop
wow.
the nonsense.
Right.
Call the numerology police. I want to report this.
Whoop, whoop. Now, do you do this all the time, like in your spare
yes.
time, to see what the patterns are and how it links together?
Yes. And it's very distracting for my husband when we have sex. It's like, stop it.
That's a little
stop
awkward, I think. That's
like
a little awkward. I'm just putting
yeah.
it out there.
Like,
I would find
it
awkward.
6? Is it 7? Is it a 9? He's like, don't talk numbers to me. Yes, I never, ever. I don't know how to
maybe
set
in the
down
beginning
numbers,
it might be a little bit of a turn on. But
yeah, that's my point. Except when I start saying 10, he's like, okay.
Yes, honey, I know I'm a 10. Yes, I know.
I can
thank
live
you.
With that. Thank you.
Yes, I'm
we
at 12
can
o'clock,
back
too.
To the
yes.
big moment, if that
yeah,
helps.
Right. I'm at 12. Can't you see that?
Yes.
I'm at 12.
If he hears me say you're the master number, that's all he really wants to hear.
That's
you're the master.
Shades of Grey numerology.
Right.
I love it.
The truth is, I was 19 when I first learned about numerology, and I went to see a numerologist who, my heart was broken, and she told me, you are not mourning your ex-boyfriend. You are mourning the mother and sister because their vibrations are compatible to you. So when you go to the house, you feel so like you belong there.
Yeah.
But you're giving him credit, and it's not him. The minute she said it, it clicked for me, and I was over him.
Right.
And I pined over him for 2 years. So then I picked up a basic book on numbers, learned the basic numbers 1 through 9, and I could read anyone from that day forward, which makes no sense. So that's when I knew, oh, this is God-given.
Yeah.
So I, you know, did it for 13 years, and then I started to notice unique numerology patterns that no one else had in their book, and that's why I wrote my book. And the first one was Glennis Has Your Number.
Because yeah, and the second book, guys, if you haven't read this, Glynis has a book out right now called Love by the Numbers. It's a great book, How to Find Great Love or Reignite the Love You Have Through the Power of Numerology. Go to Amazon.com to purchase it. It's really, really good. Guys, when we come back, we are going to be taking your calls. My number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. My guest today, the diva of digits, Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Go to numberslady.com if you want to get information about her. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Touch the light. We're together now. I'm better. So much better now.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Hey guys, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I've got an announcement. Starting in July, the Dougal Fraser Show will only be on Wednesday. How do you tune in? Go to NewSkyRadio.com every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same show, I'll be taking your calls, talking a little bit of gossip, and all that good stuff. So don't forget, go to NewSkyRadio.com every Wednesday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Comes, you'll find us chasing the sun.
They said this day wouldn't come, and we refuse to run. We've only just begun.
You'll find us chasing.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Guys, I couldn't be more excited about my guest this morning. We've got the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. Hey, guys, if you're listening in Idaho, Glynis is doing an event this weekend on Saturday, June 30th, a numerology workshop in Ketchum, Idaho, which is right outside of Sun Valley, Idaho, a beautiful area. It's at a building called All Things Sacred. If you want to get information for the workshop, please call Carol at 208-720-3965. That number again, 208-720-3965. Or guys, just go to numberslady.com. All the information is on the homepage. We're going to go straight to the phones. We're going to take our first caller. We've got Corey calling from Spokane, Washington. Hey, Corey, how are you doing?
Hey, Dougal. Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. And based on Benny's laugh, I said Spokane incorrectly. Is that right?
It's Spokane.
Yeah.
That too.
I didn't say anything.
So, Corey, say hi to Glynis and give her your birthday.
Glynis, hi. It's so nice to hear you in person.
Hi, Corey.
And my birthday. Hey. And my birthday is 12/10/61.
Right. My question is, how far is Spokane from Idaho? It's not far, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not far from Coeur d'Alene. It's only about 45 minutes down.
Right.
Corey, did we lose
that's
you?
That's Coeur d'Alene. Oh. That's northern Idaho. Right. Okay. Let's take a look here. First of all, I'll tell you who you are, but you can ask your question. What's your question? Oh, my gosh. I don't even...
Perfect. So let me talk. I'm good at that. Grab a cup of coffee and listen to this. You are a three life path. That is your, and that's the most important number in your chart, by the way. You know, if you don't fulfill your life path number, you're not going to be happy. Threes are here to laugh. They're here to counsel. They're here to help other people. The actual sentence, motivate and uplift others, is a part of your calling. The three enjoys the written word. Like when you read a book that's well written, you love it. You can get lost in the book. But you're also supposed to provide hope for other people. How do you do that, Corey?
How do I do that? Well, that's funny you should ask that, because one of the things I really want to do soon, because I'm sort of at the halfway mark, is to work with the hospice.
All right, Corey, we're having some technical difficulties, so we're going to have to drop that. Guys, we're going to go straight to our next caller. We've got, I hope I'm saying this right, is it Kavehi? Am I saying
good,
that right?
Kavehi
in
good.
Auburn. I'm learning.
Right. Practicing your Hawaiian.
Hey, Kavehi, say hi to Glynis for us. And what's your
Hello.
Birthday?
Hi. So I'm a life path seven, and all my children are sixes, all three of them. And I'm just kind of wondering, I'm trying to move and maybe whether or not there's going to be it's a good time for that, and I'm trying
well,
to move
Well, first of all, that's not enough for me to answer the question. But second of all, if you have three kids and a 666, I say you move by yourself and leave a note. I'm just saying, Mama. Come on, little seven. My goodness, you've got your work cut out for you, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Now give me your full date of birth.
1977.
9/10?
Yes.
Okay. So here's how that works. You would look at the cycle that you're in, like that personal year cycle, to determine, is this a good time for me to move? Okay? Now, in your case, you're actually in a cycle of six, personal year. That is about movement. It's about looking at a home. Should I relocate? Is there a new job that I want? It's that kind of stuff. So actually, it's a good time for you to move.
And then do it. Will I get objection from fathers?
Say the father?
Yes.
I've
got a 1-year-old.
What was his birthday?
5/4/77.
Well, wait a second. We have to always look at the dad for that reason. 5/4/77. He's in a cycle of five, which is, the year's moving so fast for him, he can't even keep up. He can't catch his breath. So he's scared. He's scared right now. Moving's not such a good idea for him. So remember when I said go by yourself? Just kidding.
Well,
you
actually,
can't
no,
walk, can you?
No, you've got something there, though. Kavehi, are you thinking of taking your children away from their fathers?
Well, one's going to college, so she'll stay here. But the other two, I've got a 1-year-old and an 11, and they'll come with me to Hawaii. But dad's roots are in Hawaii, too. All his family's there. The father's roots are in Hawaii. He was born there as well. We're both from there.
Okay, so...
It's just, this is a cycle thing, but here's what I want you to know about yourself, because this is the most important thing. January 1st, you're going to go into a personal year of seven. You're a seven life path, so you'll feel really empowered to do what you need to do. So this year, honestly, it's going to move so quickly, it may be difficult for you to find the right place. And that's because the world number, 2012, is a 5. 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2 is 5. And it's very, haven't you noticed how fast the year's going?
Yes.
That's what it is. So just get your strategy. Go out there and look for places. That's what I would be doing. Just see if there's something that opens up for you.
I already have something opening up.
Well
go for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
what does he say about moving? He says, not yet. What is he saying?
He thinks he's never going to see his son again, but he
will.
Oh,
well, you know, that's
he's
not good
afraid.
For him to be afraid like that, but that's not true anyway. Of course he will. Anyway, I'm just saying, you asked a question about yourself. That's the answer about you. You'll
All right,
feel
thanks
more
for the
empowered.
Call.
So, and you just need to talk to your husband and say, honey, I say this with love, grow up.
I agree. Thanks
Kids
for
leave.
The call, Kavehi. Okay,
All
guys,
right.
We're going to go straight to our next caller. We've got Dorothy in Toledo. Hey, Dorothy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? And thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. So what's your question for Glynis, and what's your date of birth?
It's 3/28/51. And my husband and I put up our house for sale and was wondering, do you see it selling? Do you see it moving this year?
Well, Dorothy, people crack me up. Okay, let's go back to what it is I do. I deal in numerology. There are times to make moves and times not to. But your mind is more powerful than anything else Dougal or I could ever say. What you believe is what you manifest. Now, technically, you're in a personal year of nine, which is clearing your space for new beginnings. So that represents moving, doesn't it, Dorothy?
Right.
But you listen to me. You've got the two and the four, which means you are worried about financial security. You are so nervous about it. So what I suggest, if you were to focus on, like, prosperity affirmations, this house would move more quickly, okay? On my website, numberslady.com, I have a CD called Manifesting Financial Prosperity for Every Life Path Number. I know Dougal's used it. Dougal, how powerful is that CD?
Oh, my God, we love it. Or just yesterday at the dog park, I was going, I love my audience, and my audience loves me. I love my audience, and my audience loves me.
That's
perfect.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's one of our affirmations.
So, Dorothy, in your case, you would do, like one of my favorites is, I believe in infinite abundance and my needs are always met. You need that. So I suggest you get it. And then, yes, there's going to be movement. This is your time for it. It's time for you to move. But I want to make sure that you get good money on that property.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Dorothy.
And that's how you're going to do it, by getting your mind right. And that's, if you type love numbers in the promo code at my site, numberslady.com, love numbers, you can get it for 20% off. So just take advantage of that through Dougal.
Good stuff. I love that. Thanks for the call, Dorothy. Guys, we're going to take one more caller before we go to break. We've got Beverly calling in Everett. Hey, Beverly, how are you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Beverly, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good. So what's your question for Glynis? And please tell us your date of birth.
5/26/1952. And my question is, I don't have anything real specific, but I've been trying to start an art project that I just can't seem to get going and was wondering what's stopping me.
I can tell you what's stopping you, but before I do that, tell me what the art project is, Beverly.
I'm creating a tarot card deck.
Oh, I love that for you. Okay, so let's talk about what's happening. You're a little three life path born on an 8 day. If you grabbed a pen and you traced the number 8, what would happen? You'd go round and round and feel crazy. How often do you feel like you're going round and round, Beverly?
Well, I'm a Gemini, so practically every day.
Right, but you're talking to the numbers, ladies, so... Aunt Glynis doesn't care about that. She cares about the number 8 that makes you go round and round, right? But a 3 is the communicator. That tarot deck, it's called tarot, the deck?
Yeah.
Okay, because you should make it a spiritual deck.
It's going to be a dog tarot.
You should call it a spiritual deck of some sort, because where you're coming from is a very spiritual place. And that 3 means you're going to make people feel hopeful with that deck. Like when they flip it and use it, it's going to make them hopeful in their life. The cycle that you're in, cycle of 9, remember we talked about clearing your space for new beginnings, you need to throw stuff out. I don't know what's going on at your house, but if you have like stack upon stack of things or stuff you've been hanging on too long, get rid of all of that, Beverly, and it will open up the space in your brain to get this done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beverly, I even noticed, you know, even energetically when I said, what's your question, it felt like there was hesitation in your energy. And I think that going back and forth and back and forth, it sounds like you need to take like a bold move and perhaps believe in yourself a little bit more. You know, you can hear in Glynis's enthusiasm in her voice when you talk about the deck, she sounds more enthusiastic about it than you do. And I agree with Glynis that what we put out there, we get back. So I think you might have to be a little bit more bolder in this vision, and you might feel a little bit more excited about making it happen and grounding the energy. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Oh, well, great. Thanks for the call, Beverly. I appreciate it, and good luck with that deck.
I can also offer a whip crack for...
Yeah, yes,
sometimes
I like
you just
that
need
whip
it.
Cream.
Sometimes you need it.
Well,
nice. Especially you. Especially.
Thank
you.
Hey, guys, don't forget, Glynis's book is called Love by the Numbers. Please go to Amazon.com to purchase that, or go to numberslady.com. And again, if you are in the Idaho area this weekend, June 30th, Glynis is doing a numerology workshop in Ketchum, Idaho. That's just outside of Sun Valley, Idaho. It's from 10:30 to 5 p.m. If you want to get information or to reserve tickets, call Carol at 208-720-3965. That number again, 208-720-3965. And don't forget numberslady.com to get information. Glynis, I adore you. I think you're amazing. What I love about you is, you know, there are a lot of psychics who talk in circles. What I adore about you is you go straight to it. It's like, this is what I get. Serve it up. Take it. I love it.
Yeah. To me, the numbers are very obvious. Well, you know, I look at them and I know what I see.
Yeah, and the truth is, it's also the power behind the way that you channel through that message that I find really, really spectacular. So what are people going to learn at this workshop on Saturday?
Oh, my gosh. It's an all-day workshop, and we're going to take a look. First of all, what a lot of people don't know, when I talk about the life path number, like in your case, I believe you're a sixth life path, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so in numerology, you could be a 24-6 or a 15-6 or a 33-6.
I was a 33-6.
You are? Which is the master number 33. But the point is, when we do that, I'm going to look at each one so you know the difference. Like, you might have a friend who's a 6, but they're not like you or a little different than you.
Right.
And I'm going to cover that. Then we're going to talk about career. A lot of people are lost in what career they really want. We're going to talk about prosperity. I'm going to help you get along better with family and business. I mean, this workshop, people who go there will be transformed by the end of it. It's a very exciting class. It starts at 10:30 in the morning and goes till 5 o'clock.
I want to go.
It's an all-day workshop.
That sounds like so much fun.
There will be no food or water. You will not leave. You cannot have lunch. I'm kidding. There will be a lunch break.
Okay, I'm glad. Guys, don't forget, go to numberslady.com to get more information or to place an order. You can call 1-877-686-2373. Guys, when we come back, I'm going to be talking about more stuff going on in the news. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye. One of the country's most popular psychics joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Hey guys, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I've got an announcement. Starting in July, the Dougal Fraser Show will only be on Wednesday. How do you tune in? Go to newskyradio.com every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same show, I'll be taking your calls, talking a little bit of gossip, and all that good stuff. So don't forget, go to newskyradio.com every Wednesday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you there. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Guys, I love Glynis. One of the things that I adore about Glynis is I love to see how different how we each process energy to get to the same core message. And it's so not how my mind works with math. I was terrible. I mean, out of all of the subjects, and I did poorly, my initials are DCF and I earned those grades. I'm just saying. But out of all of the subjects in school, math was by far the most challenging for me. But she does it so quickly when she's like, you know, you're born on July 6th, you know, 1987. She's like whipping it. She's immediately a 9. I'm like, 4, carry the 1 and divide it by 2. Like, I'm terrible with
that.
Well,
you were still talking about Matt Lauer. I mean,
right, I was still distracted by Maddie.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think
it's Maddie to me.
Oh, sorry.
That's funny. D-Lo, that's Maddie. But it's so interesting how people do that. And it was the same way with numerology. And it's funny, like if people come to my workshops and they don't necessarily have a natural relationship to color, like we can all interpret it and we can get into it. And I find myself when I'm with her, like I start, you know, David has all the segments out and I start looking. I'm like, well, I wonder what the toll-free number adds up to when we're on segment 4. And does that mean this is a different energy? Like I start getting really into it, even though it's not my natural kind of go-to place energetically. What is my natural go-to place? If you're listening in California, plug, plug, plug. This Friday, David and I and Danielle McKinnon, she's been on the show several times. She's the animal communicator. She's the soul contract expert. We are doing a talk on Friday night at the East West Bookstore in Mountain View, California. And then we're doing a workshop on Saturday called Blockbusters. The basic premise of that workshop is we all have stuff that holds us back from attaining our dreams, whether it's, you know, fear of success or fear of being rejected or fear of failure. We all have it and we don't necessarily know it. You know, I'll get, you know, if I'm doing like a TV show or a radio show, there are some times when I'll get nervous. And if that thought in my mind says, oh, you're going to be wrong, you know, don't take a risk here. What if you sound stupid? Then I don't do a good job. But if I just go with it and I don't censor myself, if I break through that fear, that thought, then you end up doing magical things. And that's not just with readings. That's being vulnerable with friends. We went to a party. When was that, David? It was last Friday. Was it Christie's party last Friday? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this is a friend of ours who I think she'd laugh to hear this, but she's a very successful person and she's got really neat, like successful friends and they're all funny. They're all in comedy. And sometimes I go there and I kind of contract, like I get nervous, but I specifically set my intention that night that I wasn't going to be intimidated. I was going to talk to people and just, you know, even if I didn't know them, strike up conversation. We had such a good time. And the basic premise of this workshop is those little blockages pop up all the time without us even knowing it. And ironically, I think that even our culture kind of supports it. You know, you can't turn on the news without hearing about, you know, the weather's tearing the country apart, finances are terrible. And it's like we get it ingested in our subconscious mind, and it's really hard to break that pattern. And so Danielle and I are going to talk about simple techniques of how we break those patterns, you know, recognizing what your personal blockages are, and then moving forward with that. I will tell you one way that I start to inspire myself, and it's the rumor that Cher. You remember when James Von Prague was on the show and I made him talk ad nauseum about being in Cher's house? What was her closet like? What did she wear? Was it in a wig? What was happening? Was she bedazzled? Well, here's the deal. She is planning a Broadway musical about her life.
I think that's a great idea.
A great idea. It's a brilliant idea. Be Still My Beating Heart. Really? I mean, come on. She resurfaces always. It doesn't, you know, you may think it's corny, but you hear a Schneider song, you're in a good mood. It just happens. And so she tweeted that she's collaborating with producers on a show based on her life story, Dream of Dreams. The finished product will incorporate her catalog of hit songs, and she said it will have 3 versions of herself. Only 3?
Just 3?
I know. Yeah. There's Halter Top
Cher. Come on.
I know.
It's Sonny and Cher, right?
Sonny and Cher. Another will portray her after she broke up with Sonny and broke out on her own.
That's more like If I Could Turn Back Time, Cher.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
Battleship Cher.
Leather.
Is it that where she did her thing.
Love Battleship Cher. That should be like her new video game.
Ooh.
Right, where you have to rescue Cher from a battleship. Oh my God, I'm getting excited. Somebody tweet that idea. She also tweeted that she could be the old Cher. What exactly defines old Cher? Is that I believe? What is that? What's old
Cher? I think it's believe and afterwards.
Huh.
Younger.
Well, I love this idea. I think it's brilliant. I adore it. Another thing I wanted to talk about, the daytime Emmys were on this weekend. Did I miss that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're probably on the air because it was daytime.
No. It was on Saturday. No, yeah. Well, it actually aired Saturday. I gotcha. It aired on Saturday. I know.
Oh, Google.
Like, throw me a
stop,
bone
stop,
here.
Stop see thinking about Maddie.
Do you see what happens at the end of our relationship?
You're thinking
we
about
start
Maddie.
Arguing.
It's
no,
not
we
about
start
me.
Arguing to make the separation
right.
easier. You're pushing me away.
Oh, here comes the tears again.
I know. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Well, we'll still text, right? You'll text me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You've written me off.
I'm kidding. Oh my Lord. But anyway, so the daytime Emmys aired on HLN, which I don't know, there's so many networks now.
Yeah.
And it only got like a million viewers, which is funny because last year it aired on the CW network and got like 2.5 million viewers, which everyone thought was terrible. So they moved it to another cable network and it got even less, but I didn't even read anything about it.
Yeah, they didn't promote it or anything.
Reege got an award? Regis Philbin?
Really?
Don't make that face. Yeah, of course. It was
his
last.
Buy his own award somehow?
No, I think because it was his last year on Regis and Kelly. I mean, the man has been doing television since God was a boy.
You gotta put me to the top.
I know. And again, going back to Barbara Walters, I can't help it. You got to think at some point she is saying, really, you know, if everybody younger than me is starting to retire, it might be time to go. Give someone else another chance. Guys, I did want to cut. Someone wrote on the Facebook wall, Heather wrote, what did you think of the Kardashians with Oprah? Good question.
Ooh.
Okay. So the first part of the interview, again, Betty, I know you didn't see it. I'm not going to ask. Did you see it?
No.
Okay. So the first part of the
interview. I'm burned out from the Kardashians. I'm sorry.
No, so am I. That was the whole part of the interview.
Oh, okay.
So the first part of the interview I thought was kind of soft. I didn't think it was a big deal. Like, she asked questions like, people think you try to make money off of everything. And the girls were like, us? Never.
No way.
No way. While
seriously?
I use my Kardashian Q-tip. But the truth is, they do try to make money off of everything. But
it's extra, like, round, isn't it?
Right. The bottom part of the Q-tip is larger.
Ding.
You're getting more
there
of
you
your
go.
Money.
Winner.
Yeah. So I thought the interview was actually pretty good. I thought she was direct. She asked if her relationship with Kanye was for publicity. And the truth is, I believe Kim's answer. I do think she just kind of falls in love. And I think when you have that much money and throwing another million-dollar wedding isn't that big of a deal and it's not going to seriously, I think
know.
For them it's like, we'll cut back this year. We'll
it's
do $750,000.
It's TV dollars, though. We talked about that before. It wasn't really about how much. It was how much all the networks got
it's
from it.
It's a different stratosphere. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting. Speaking of do they endorse anything, Kris Jenner was on the Bethany Frankel show yesterday, and she now even has female personal lubricant that she's endorsing.
Wow.
Right? I mean, and Bethany was making fun of her. She was like, so poise pads for those leaky times, female personal lubricant, clothing line. I mean, the people endorse everything, but I don't watch the show, but occasionally on a Sunday, and I am going to blame this on you, David, I'm going to throw you under the Kardashians' new bus line. occasionally on a Sunday, David will turn the reruns on E, and it's like crack for the brain. Like, it's my bath salt.
It's
it
so
makes
mindless.
Me go crazy. It
it's
makes
your
me be
bath salt.
I become as and the entire time I walk through the house, like with the mop, and I'm like, I hate this show. Don't turn off that next episode.
Yeah, right.
Like, I want it. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's them. I actually give the production company, I think it's the way that it's delivered to you. You know, it's just, it's addictive. It's Cool Ranch Doritos. Like, I can't just have one.
For that, you get a ding. I think you absolutely nailed it on the head.
Right? Because even now, what's her name? Clint Eastwood's daughter, who I was like, oh, a fat wife has daughter. Oops. Well, they do have a big age difference.
Mm.
but Clint Eastwood's wife has a new show. And at first I thought, this family is so boring. And then 4 hours later, my afternoon is gone. It's crazy.
Cancel all my appointments. I can't make them today. Cancel everything.
I promise. I do read real literature. Like, I occasionally read the paper. I you know, it's just, this is like
the funny
my...
pages do not count.
No, that's what I wrap presents with because it's a good way to recycle.
Good.
Yeah.
I do too.
It's very smart. So anyway, I do think it's the way that, so in answer to the question that was posted on Facebook, I thought Oprah did a good job. I like that she interviewed everyone. I thought that it was kind of direct. And I really think, we were talking about this the other day, I think if Oprah had just kind of gone off on a major vacation and then just did these interviews occasionally on like a network, I think her life would be so much easier.
Yeah.
You know, rather than trying to make this whole thing take off, which ultimately will happen, but it just feels like kind of an energetic drain to me.
I hear you.
Guys, don't forget, if you want to sign up for my online class, please go to dougalfraser.com. It's a 10-week course called Building Your Rainbow Bridge. The price until Sunday is $75. That's $7.50 a week. See, I can do math. I limit myself. I am good at math.
That's what you needed to keep telling yourself.
Exactly.
I am good at math.
I am good at math. I said it like Oprah. Don't forget, you can go to my website to register, and after Sunday, it will be $99. Guys, I adore you. Call me for readings, 1-877-936-8425. Join us next week. My last show with Benny. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.